here today with my boyfriend, my lover, my roommate, Sam Nisander.
Hello.
Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Your sound is like this big and this bad.
We're having technical issues.
Yes.
First time to record with two mics.
Yes, I have been YouTubing instructions on how to record two files at once, which seems like it should be very easy. I do not think it was very easy.
Well.
I also have audio editing as a special skill on my LinkedIn, so maybe I should take that off the list.
Maybe.
What do you have as your special skills on your LinkedIn?
I don't know. I have something about grabbing coffee.
Why? When did you ever... I've never heard this. What the fuck?
No, but it's like, hit Sam up for grabbing coffee.
Oh, like sounds people messaging?
Sounds more like a dating app than LinkedIn, I guess. But
oh my god. I'm really good at like just yelling at baristas.
That's my job? No, I don't know. I guess I have the subjects I've taken at uni. Not that I'm that good at them, but...
Mood. This man right here has just gotten into his master's program.
Whoop whoop.
That is human rights.
Mm.
How do you feel?
It's a relief. Like, Jesus Christ. I first time ever to end up as a reserve.
Oh my god, ew.
Shat my pants.
I love how the thing is, like, it's hard having your boyfriend on the podcast because, like, you talk to them every single day. We've already talked about this.
Yeah. It's kind of like, what do we talk about?
But we haven't talked that much about your master's.
Yeah.
We're just kind of like, sick.
Well, not really, I guess. Mm. But I'm excited. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And now you're like small again.
Because
that's my biggest fear. That's why I go to school. Because I don't want to be an adult.
Growing up.
Yeah.
It's like Peter Pan.
Probably end up taking my like, not to be like, oh, I'm so smart. That's why I'm getting a PhD. I'd probably just get a PhD because I'm scared of growing up.
Oh my god.
No. Just being in school for like 10 years.
I'm not going to do another 4 years after this.
But we also have a fellow money anxious man in the building today.
Mm.
I'm not a man, but woman. Yes, we've had this discussion many times. But I think that's also why like we want to, or like you want to
work. For sure. It's definitely a calming sensation of getting money.
Yeah. We stand.
Yeah. No, I mean, I can't come.
Capitalism.
Can't we can't complain. I mean, obviously, Sweden is great. I mean, you get paid to go to school. And it's free. So, I mean, but it's just not enough.
Bro.
Can I just get like 20,000 after tax for going to school? Thank you.
Thanks. I'm just going to buy like some Gucci or whatever, but no big deal. Oh my god, Jimmy Fallon's segment, no big deal.
I haven't seen that.
That's like, yeah, I just like got like a 6-car garage and I have like 17 Lamborghinis and I don't know what to do, but you know, no big deal. Super baggy. Anyway, what do you do? How old are you? Introduce yourself to them.
Funny thing, I can never remember how old I am. Every time people ask me, I say a different age, but I am 24.
I don't even remember.
No, exactly. That's what I mean. It goes so quick.
I was talking about Ignacio's birthday in front of you, and I was like, wait, you're not 25? You're like, no.
No.
I always think you're, like, so old, but you're, like, not old.
Thank you.
No, but, like, it's not that you're old. It's just that I think I'm, like, 19 or 20. So then I think you're just like, oh, yeah, Sam's just, like, 23. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Or, like, you're just whatever.
It definitely feels, after 20, it kind of became a haze.
You're like, how old am I?
But it doesn't really matter anymore. That's how I feel. It's only, like, what academic credits do you have?
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
What academic credits do you have?
Oh, my God. None. No, I...
Okay. Like, what do guys? I do?
This is my life. I have a bachelor's degree in social anthropology and international relations. And then I also have taken a course in communicative leadership as well as project management. And now I'm doing a master's in human rights.
You really did that.
I did.
You know, you really delivered the sales pitch.
Thank you.
So if anyone's hiring, no, I'm just
kidding. Hit me up.
No serious person would listen to this podcast. Like, no, like, businessman.
Not yet.
Would be like, I want to learn about self-care and, like, cutting off hoes from a teenager. I'm not even a teenager.
You never know.
But I feel like a teenager.
Yeah, you're not.
I literally feel like I'm, like, 17, which is so bad.
You're a grown-ass adult.
They say that you you stop aging as at a traumatic event, which is called fighting with your mother. I'm just kidding.
You stop aging?
Like, mentally, you stop aging when you've had a traumatic event.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What if I'm always stuck at 17 when you're, like, 62?
That's great. But what if you have a traumatic event when you're, like, 6?
Yeah, and you just think you're 6.
Oh, great.
Or just, like, stop your growth. Your emotional growth at 6.
Like, 2? Like, da, da, ma, ma.
Stop. That's so mad. I don't know. Anyway, news. I feel like everyone on the internet that follows me or Sam has realized that we no longer live in Stockholm.
No.
We live in Uppsala now. In our apartment where we are recording this episode of the podcast.
Whoop.
And our setup is quite charming.
Well, we're sitting on the floor. But
we're sitting on a rug.
And it's not because of a lack of furniture.
We have furniture. We just don't use it. It's called being an adult and, you know, dishwashing and, like, having the laundry and dryer on and, like, all these things.
So we have to hide from all the sounds.
Yeah, man.
Mm.
Pretty lit.
Mm.
Mm.
Pretty lady.
Yeah, we have a combo washer and dryer in our apartment. We don't have to go downstairs.
Right.
It, like,
we don't have to wash our clothes for free. We pay for it.
We don't have to wash our clothes for free with peasants. I'm just kidding. I don't... Honestly, though, that was, like, my biggest fear. Like, when I had a communal laundromat. Mm. Like, it made me upset. Because it just felt like my clothes were getting, like, the miadele... Like, what the fuck's it called?
The laundry detergent.
Like, the detergent and, like, the bacteria from other people's laundry.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Well, not really, but...
I know it doesn't, but, like, that's how I feel.
Although, can we take a moment and address the fuzz issue? Don't take care of their own drying fuzz?
Get out.
Come on.
Don't live in an apartment complex. Like, take your shit somewhere else.
I don't want to take care of your...
Like, don't move out if you don't know that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Ridiculous.
One thing that's good that is not very common for... men Sam's age is that he likes cooking and actually helping and being a grown man. He does not just eat Top Ramen, which means God bless me.
Well, I mean, I have my appreciation for food is too great.
Yeah.
To cook shit food.
To me, my energy levels just get bad if I eat, like, if I just have pasta with, like, some butter on it. It doesn't matter if it's good.
Mm.
To me, it's just like I don't get any energy and then I'm just tired all day.
Yeah.
Might be iron deficiency, but...
Well.
Maybe it's iron deficiency.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Mm.
Mm.
100%. Love that.
For sure.
The fuck? I don't know. Do you find it weird sometimes that we had, like, before I studied at Uppsala, we had the exact same, like, bachelor's degree?
Yeah, you kind of copied me.
To be fair, that was my 6th choice. Didn't get in anywhere else.
Are you throwing shade on my...
No.
Okay.
A little bit. I'm just kidding. Honestly, if I hadn't read Social Anthropology, I think I would have still been, like, a hard-headed, like, piece of trash.
Well, that's what I feel, because that's how I was before as well. But I feel like Social Anthropology is so humbling,
somehow. I think you also get more, like, I don't know, you get a... how do I put this? Like, it's not that you're a hard ass about, like, it makes you more open-minded, but it also makes you shut down anything else that isn't, like, culturally respectable or, like, relevant.
So if you become, if anything, you become more extreme to the other way.
Like, you become, like, the pia corpus.
Yeah, like, defending the minority and defending the underdog and defending,
like, literally anything. Like, we could have, remember we had that talk with, like, Oli once? It's my best friend's boyfriend, and he's a law student. We were talking about incest or something. No, we were talking about something completely different. And then he's like, we were talking about the forced sterilization of disabled people or something.
Mm.
Just fun, you know, governmental department things. Just really fun social science topics that you just discuss with your friends on a Friday night.
While drinking wine.
Yeah, we were having literally, we were like partying, like having a charcuterie night, and then it's like, that's not party. That's literally being 40.
Well, that's our type of party.
Yeah. And then it's like, what do you think about sterilizing disabled people? It's like such a weird discussion to have. It's like, you should just be talking about fun things on Fridays. Anyway.
Yeah.
So we kind of like ruined the evening, me and this person. Sam wasn't really involved. Like, you and Anna weren't really involved. No. It was just like me. We're still friends. But it was just hilarious. Because like, I didn't pull the social anthropology card. Like, I could have pulled it so many times. Like, I could have just been like, you know what? Because we were talking about, like, if it's wrong, or then incest should be legal if everyone should be able to have children or something like that.
Because
the reason why people are talking about sterilizing disabled people is for the same reasons as incest or something.
Mm.
And it was, like, a classic thing of, like, when you walk away from an argument and then you remember a really good answer.
Yeah, but it's kind of also that any discussion that the where do you draw the line situation
can come up. But social anthropology doesn't have a line.
But that's what I mean. Like, any situation where someone's like, yeah, but then where do you draw the line? And it's like, that's not a discussion worth having because you're just not going to agree.
No. But also, like, it's not necessarily what I think or, like, what I believe.
No, obviously.
But it's like, I was like, Sam, like, what's the aspect of social anthropology? Like, what do I say? And then he was like, I mean, incest isn't wrong.
It depends.
It's like, it's societal norms.
Yeah.
I just thought it was hilarious.
I mean, I don't support it.
No.
It's just funny. It's just some cultures maybe have it, and then
get on them. Every listener in the room right now, listening to this in your headphones, on your computer, on your iPhone, like, whatever app, like, do you understand the struggle of just having these thoughts in your head every time someone says something that's a little bit close-minded, and now you're just scarred for life with, like, I mean, incest is, like, kind of okay.
I mean, in Samoa, they...
In, like, 1920, in blah, 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 there was a study.
Yeah, that was kind of one of the shocking things about social anthropology as well. Even though in other disciplines you still read older sources, maybe from like the 70s, and a lot have changed since then, not shaming the older generation, but my parents.
Oh my God.
But I mean, in anthropology, we read texts and articles from the 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, just the language. Yeah, I mean, just...
I got the other books.
Yeah, but I mean, just the language is, like, crazy different.
Oh, my God. These primitive animals. And it's like, you're talking about black people.
Yeah, honestly.
Bro.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And all of them were, like, colonial men with, like, white supremacy issues.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And then it's like, be a better person and be more culturally respectful.
Mm.
And then it's like, but every single person that ever wrote a book on our topic is a racist.
But they were progressive in their time.
Yeah, I guess.
That's what's so crazy.
Cute.
Mm.
Speaking of white supremacy, when I knew I was going to have, or when I knew, I've always known I'm going to have Sam on the podcast, because I'm going to force him one way or another. that sounds so bad. Anyway.
Well.
The good thing with having a boyfriend who is also educated within the same fields as you and is interested in politics and social sciences. The benefit of that is just that we can have a good discussion, a good academic discussion. No, I'm just kidding. No, but we have a lot of serious discussions about certain things that are fucked up in the world, which I often express on my Instagram stories. And yep. Me and Sam often talk about these things. So we thought we would talk about the ASAP Rocky case today because we have been talking about it for 2 weeks straight.
It's a shitstorm.
It is a shitstorm. Would you like to give us a brief summary?
A brief summary. Oh, well.
Of the situation.
I mean, I think most people already are aware of this case and what happened, but basically ASAP Rocky and his team were in Stockholm following a concert, and
it was like Smash Stockholm, right?
Yeah,
and it was like the week after we were at Lollapalooza,
yeah. And basically these two guys come up and start somehow following them, even though they keep telling them to fuck off, basically. And this whole situation just escalates into a fight and aggravating assault and a bunch of different things that caused ASAP Rocky and two of his team members to be held in custody in Stockholm for over, what was it, 3 weeks?
Yeah.
And now they've been released in waiting for a sentence.
Yeah, mate.
And it's been how many celebrities / top diplomats / politicians who's gotten involved in this from America's side for no reason?
Yeah.
Like, he committed a crime.
Exactly.
Trust the legal system.
I would like to preface, before we speak of this, that I obviously have dual citizenship. I am on Sweden's side of the argument, but I can also argue for, or not argue for, I can understand why things have played out like as they have from America's side as well. But I think just the pure rhetoric surrounding how they spoke of Sweden and the Swedish legal system, like, kind of had me cringing, because I was like, oh my god, fuck off. Because you can really see the cultural difference of, like, how Swedish people express themselves and how professional the government is compared to the American government and, like, government officials that are just like, oh my god. But it's always kind of been an American thing of, like, just, like, capture the heart and mind of the people and, like, everything will be fine. Like, you can be a total dumbass as long as, like, you have charisma and, like, are good with words. But in Sweden, like, I don't want to say that Americans are dumber, but, like, that shit don't fly with us over here. You kind of have to have some substance to you.
Yeah, I feel in...
It's very easy to, like, get away with being a dumbass.
I mean, I definitely feel like in social media and, like, on Facebook and everything regarding this case, you can really tell that... I'm not going to generalize all Americans, because there are definitely some smart Americans out there that don't even give a shit about this. But the ones who have been very active and vocal on social media with comments and whatever, they don't seem to understand that different countries in the world have different issues and different legal systems. So you can't really take America's context and just put it on Sweden and think that it's the same thing.
No, exactly. So, like, I don't know. For me, it was just kind of like, especially since there were a lot of, like, celebrities coming out and being, like, posting messages, being, like, # justice for Rocky, like, # free Rocky, and, like, all these things. And it's, like, Nicki Minaj, Snoop Dogg, Justin Bieber, like, Meek Mill, like, G-Eazy. And I was at G-Eazy's concert last year when the same, like, not the same thing happened to him, but you know what I mean. But it's, like, bruh, you assaulted, or, like, in Sweden we called it våld mot tjänsteman. So he assaulted a literal officer and had like violent resistance towards being arrested and then illegal drug possession, and he was out in like 2 days. And he's like, I went through the same thing. It's so hard. It's so horrible. I'm never going back to Sweden. Like, all these things. And at the time, he was dating Halsey. And Halsey loves Sweden. And she's like, it's my favorite city in the entire world. I love coming back here. Oh, yeah, 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 whatever. Stockholm. I love Stockholm. Stockholm is the best thing on the planet. Like, whatever. And she took him there. He was having a fine time before this. And then all of a sudden, every single rapper on the planet is like, I'm never coming back.
Yeah, but that's kind of the thing as well, because I feel that G-Eazy in that situation has kind of been a part of what has sparked the debate. White. Yeah, the debate around, like, oh my god, this is a question of race. The fact that A$AP Rocky has been detained for 3 weeks, but G-Eazy was released in 2 days. And I don't have a clear answer to why this is the case. I am convinced,
G-Eazy pled guilty too.
Yeah, and I'm also convinced, however, that this is not a matter of race in the same way that it might have been if it was in America.
Well, it's still a race issue.
It's
not the same context as it is in America.
No, and I also think that the crime that they committed are vastly different.
Yeah, for sure.
G-Eazy had drugs on him. Yes, we have a zero tolerance to drugs in Sweden. He did assault a bouncer. With assault, they then mean that he threw a punch. Whilst A$AP Rocky and his team assaulted a dude, so he got a cracked rib. He got a bunch of cut wounds from glass.
Yeah.
And had to get a bunch of stitches. Like, he was assaulted. He was kicked when he was laying down, and all of this is on video.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, yeah, I didn't do that.
No, so I mean,
he's not pleading guilty. If he pled guilty, this would have been all over.
Sure.
I'm sorry, but, like, that's just the way it is. Also, I find it hard because the way I see this case, like, in Sweden is, like, obviously the victims were Afghani, and they already had, like, prior, like, records, kind of. And I just, like, I don't know what it is. Like, I just have a... It's like, how do I put it? It gives me a bad feeling because people aren't really... People talk about racism according to A$AP Rocky and, like, his friends. But at the same time, it's like, literally, they're still American. And the people that were Afghani and... I don't remember if they were actually... They're Swedish citizens, right?
No. But
they're not.
No.
They just had a special,
I think they're,
like,
asylum seekers.
I think they're asylum seekers, too, because they couldn't speak Swedish either. Or anything like that. So they must have not have lived here that long.
They have reserve numbers. I don't think they have Swedish personal numbers.
So. No, they have reserve numbers. Okay, yeah. Cool. So the thing with that is, like, Swedish people have such a bad, weird, fucked up, I think, problem with especially Middle Eastern asylum seekers, like, in Sweden. And I don't, like, I know why, because it's, like, the fear of the unknown, and they all, like, a lot of people came at once during, like, the floods of refugees coming to different European countries. But I feel like it's stupid because no one's talking about that either. Or the fact that people are just like, yeah, but the victims were Afghani.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Despite him being a...
Like, the victims are still even more marginalized than him.
Yeah, but it's like, even though he's a so-called criminal, that doesn't carry any relevance to this case.
It doesn't mean that it's case, right. It's like, no, yeah, he had a record, so it's okay if I beat him up.
Yeah, right? Like, it makes no sense. It makes no sense.
Yeah, and I think his... no, I actually know. I'm just kidding. Because we did research. No, but... Like, shit. Yeah, so under Swedish law, every person has the right to a free and fair legal process, regardless of ethnic background, wealth, and religious affiliation. So obviously, like, when they're like, oh, these fucking, like, Afghanis, they were following us, and they were, they couldn't speak English, couldn't speak Swedish, they couldn't do anything. Like, all this shit. And then, like, the media has tried to spin it as this whole, like, I don't know, what the fuck? Like, this whole, like, oh, they were immigrants, so they're a danger. And then Trump is like, Sweden needs to take care of their terrorism problem.
Yeah.
And
and it's like, Sweden has, like, let down the U.S. black community. It's like,
But it's not even that. They were, like, targeting these men, like, since they were Afghani. They were like, oh, yeah, it's the immigration system. Sweden has migration problems. And they were trying to put, like, the whole build the wall thing on Sweden, which makes no fucking sense. So, anyway, A$AP Rocky's lawyer was... I can't even pronounce his name. Is that
Slobodan?
Really Slobodan. Jovicic. Jovicic.
Yeah.
He was Swedish and... obviously from Sweden, but he also, like, dismissed the whole idea that A$AP Rocky's, like, that he was subjugated to racism. Mm. He told reporters, like, I don't see that angle at all. Like, he completely denied the angle because it wouldn't help the case.
No, it doesn't carry any relevance to it. If anything, it would just... I feel like the whole fact that this has become such a public case... Kim because he's famous, yeah, because of Kim and Kanye. no, but just because of that, I am wondering if it's just became more difficult to solve and, like, even harsher against A$AP.
Yeah.
Than if it just would have been.
I don't think it got better from the media attention. No. I think it got worse.
Yeah, for sure.
Because then Sweden was like, dude, fuck you.
But it's also a very difficult situation, obviously, because, I mean, in Sweden... especially, I don't know how it is in America, but evidently not like in Sweden. In Sweden, we have a separate legal system from the governing structures.
Mm.
So when Trump calls our prime minister and says, like, okay, can we fix this? It's like, no.
Bitch.
We don't have anything to do with this. This is our legal system acting in accordance to the law. This is not the parliament... Literally, like, what? It makes no sense.
Because people have always asked me, like, which country do you like better, America or Sweden? And I'm just like, I don't know. I don't prefer either of them. Like, it's fine. Like, whatever. This whole fucking case, if anything, made America look like a fucking rodeo clown ass show. Like, yeehaw, you want to let my partner out of the slammer?
Yeah.
It was just like... I got some gold.
Yeah, no, but it's like, gold? But it's horrible because, I mean, obviously the Swedish governance right now is suffering from the fact that this has become a public thing. Because I mean, for example, our Department of Foreign Affairs, obviously they want to keep a good relation with America, but this case is like. Making it so difficult, and even like top diplomats from America, like O'Brien that Trump sent, is like, this is gonna have a bad effect on our bilateral relations. And it's like, why? Like, this has nothing to do with politics.
Yeah, I know. But also, like, for the listeners' information, we also have some insight just because oh my god, this sounds so elitist and disgusting. We have connections. but, like, one of my best friend's mom works for, like, the Foreign Affairs, or what the fuck is it called?
The Department of Foreign Affairs.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So she worked under, like, Hillary Clinton and, like, the Swedish foreign minister, like, foreign affairs minister. And she's just been telling us some bullshit. Like, she's telling us all the tea and that how much her mom has to sit and talk to these, like, American congressmen.
Yeah.
For hours and can't have a life, and like, it's so ridiculous, and they're just trying to negotiate things that is not like relevant or is not happening.
Right.
So I think that's just the thing too. Like, Americans are always very used to like getting what they want, like paying themselves out of trouble, talking themselves out of trouble.
Mm.
They don't have to pay for the consequences. It's just like, yeah, but it, like, whatever, man. Like, we can just, you know, let's just do this and do that. It's like, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah. But it's also like that the basis of this whole, the fact that this has become such a big deal is because of social media, and it's because of celebrities and popular influencers like meddling. And I mean,
dude,
everything, all of this is based on so-called evidence in quotation marks that have been posted by A$AP Rocky himself and his manager.
Mm.
And this evidence are edited videos.
Yeah.
They're videos of just seeing these two guys, these two Afghani guys following them whilst they say, go away. And then they just cut out the whole fight and everything.
Mm.
It's just obviously that's not what happened.
Yeah, bro. And they're like, oh my god, go away.
Yeah.
It's like... You literally smashed him into the fucking, like, pavement, there's...
Yeah.
It's not cute. But, like, also something I think has gotten a lot of media attention that I'm actually happy about is the fact that his comments from, like, 2016 have resurfaced.
Because,
you know, like, the podcast / radio show, The Breakfast Club? Have you seen it with, like, Charlamagne and... Okay, Charlamagne. Oh, my God. Charlamagne? LOL. So, I love him. He's a Cancer.
Yeah.
He's so cute. Anyway, so I really like that podcast. And they're usually, like, if a rapper... There's usually rappers on there and, like, other artists. And they talk to them. And they usually have, like, pretty deep discussions. And, like, I usually watch the ones with, like, Ariana Grande and, like, Cardi B.
Right.
I watch one with G-Eazy also. After the whole Coke thing.
Yeah.
And I really like them because they're really, like, I don't know, they talk sense into people, and they're kind of very, like, even though they're in the music industry, they're very, like, woke about what happens, like, behind the scenes.
Right.
But they're also, like, they have a kind of eye looking from outside of the problem, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But, so they just ask some woke questions to A$AP Rocky. They're like, yeah, like, how do you feel about the Black Lives Matter movement, like, this and that. And he was like, I don't want to talk about Ferguson. Because I don't live there. I live in fucking Soho and Beverly Hills. And I can't relate. I'm in the studio. I am in these fashion studios. Like, I'm... I have all these bitches and, like, I don't do anything else. And like, he's basically like, I don't care where the fuck I grew up. I don't care if I'm Black. I don't care.
Right.
I can't really say anything, like, as a white person like that. But, like, it's very... Do you find that there is a strange connection between this and Kanye West saying that slavery is a choice?
And then Kanye West coming to save A$AP Rocky from
jail. Yeah, and then A$AP Rocky's like, yeah, like, what the fuck? And he was like, I hate these bandwagon things. And he said, all lives matter. He is you might as well just be a flat earther if you're going to be an all lives matter person.
Yeah.
Just as bad, just as hypocritical. And I just, I don't know. So everyone, even like, you know, like, the No White Saviors page that I follow and stuff.
Right.
When they posted something that wasn't accurate and they apologized for that and stuff later. But, because they were like, this is about blah, 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 and it's inhumane conditions. And they were comparing A$AP Rocky's case to Renee Bock's case or whatever. And there were several people that were like, I'm Swedish, I work at the prison, and it's fine. It's literally like a college dorm.
Yeah, it's a dorm room, yeah.
Yeah, it's a
they
fucking
dorm. They have PlayStation,
dorm.
They have, yeah. It's chill. I mean, it's just...
Play some FIFA.
It's just free living.
And someone was like, I looked up the menu. They had beef limburgare and like...
It's fucking delicious.
And rhubarb pie. We just made a fucking rhubarb pie, bitch. It's delicious. And they got that in jail.
Privilege.
I don't even get rhubarb pie every day, bitch. What the fuck? Really? I don't get dessert every day. Fuck off. And then later on, his lawyer was like, like, it wasn't inhumane conditions. But yeah, the fact that it was either... I check the menu and it's lovely and it's like a 5-star hotel. Or the comments were like, I'm a person of color, either from Sweden or from America. Why are we standing A$AP Rocky? He's a piece of trash. Right. He doesn't stand the Black Lives Matter movement. He doesn't give a fuck about where he grew up because he says he's rich now. Like, all these things. So that's a thing I think is positive that has come out of this.
For sure.
Because I don't... Like, I like A$AP Rocky too. Like... But I don't like him anymore. I just like my intro song to this podcast because he's featuring. Okay, I actually have a remix of it. Of the original one without his lyrics on it. If it was, you could have come for me if it was the one with A$AP Rocky's rap in it. But he's not rapping on my intro song. I have the Muramasa original, bitch. We don't stan A$AP Rocky. He just happens to be on a song that I very much like.
Yeah.
But there is also a version without him, so I am not supporting his music anymore.
But either way, this will probably die down quite soon, considering that now he's released from jail, waiting a sentence. He's flown back to America, and we're now waiting until, what is it, like another week or something, for the sentences. Released, and it will probably be what, like, it won't be prison, obviously, because he was released.
Yeah.
Even though he's a flight risk, so it will probably be either community service in America or.
I low key don't even think it's gonna happen if he gets community service.
Yeah.
Like, which is kind of
annoying. Yeah, or he'll be fined. But I mean, obviously, I do not think that he will win this case.
No, obviously not. He's not going to get the money for his concerts.
No.
And people are saying, like, oh, it doesn't matter. It's like, that doesn't... Girl, that's not how it works. He doesn't get the money if he loses.
No.
I'm saying. I don't know. I just... And you've talked about this before, like, about rock artists, like, compared to rap artists.
Oh, yeah,
and, like,
for sure.
Coming to Sweden.
Yeah. No, but, I mean, obviously... But that's more related to, like, G-Eazy.
Like, drugs.
But, like, yeah, the drug situation. So, I mean, obviously, other artists as well... like carry drugs into Sweden and do drugs, but it's like, I mean, not to be that person, but I mean, you have a posse, you have bodyguards, like, don't do the shit yourself, because then you'll be in the shit. Like, you pay them to do that for you.
I think Miley Cyrus said that to Justin Bieber too.
Yeah,
after he was like caught doing some shit.
Right.
I don't remember what it was. It was like, I don't remember what it was. He's done a lot of shit.
Yeah.
I was going to say pee in a bucket, but that was a long time ago.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, but Ellen DeGeneres was, like, on a talk show with Miley Cyrus. And she, or, like, Jimmy Fallon or something. It was like, what advice would you get to Justin Bieber? And she looked straight in the camera, like, and was like, boy, you have money. You need to get a team that makes sure that you do these things, but no one catches you.
Yeah.
You're stupid. That's just how I felt. And when it's like, oh, we found coke on Jeezy, I was like, bro, why do you carry your own coke?
Yeah.
Fuck. If you're famous, it's like, same thing with ASAP Rocky. It's like,
have someone.
That's why
you
have a bodyguard.
Yeah.
You don't. And it's like, the situation escalated.
Oh, that's what's so funny. Like, he, like, when they asked him, why'd you do it? And he's like, yeah, but it looked like my bodyguard needed help. It's like, what? He's your bodyguard. You're not supposed to run into the fight that your bodyguard is having with a dude.
It's also like, he was on Kungsgatan, like in Sweden.
Yeah.
It's like, bruh, just go into the McDonald's or something.
In the middle of town. Like, it's not.
Just, like, call for the police. Like, they have, like, a fast dial to, like, the guards and stuff in the area. They could have helped them. But...
Yeah, so weird.
I don't know. I feel like I'm just shitting on him, but I honestly didn't like what he said. It's also, like, I feel like when the whole ASAP Rocky thing, there was something that switched on in some Swedes that usually aren't very nationalistic and, like, kind of don't give a fuck about their own country. Mm. And then they're like, don't you dare shit on my justice system.
No, but that's what's so funny, because it's like, honestly, I would not give a shit about this. If it wasn't because it became such a big deal in both the political sphere and the, like,
I wouldn't give a fuck
popular
unless,
culture sphere.
Literally, if Trump hadn't said anything, I wouldn't give
I
a
would
fuck.
Not care. I would be
if
like...
If Trump talked shit about my fucking... Oh my god, do you want me to go over there and fucking bitch slap you in person?
But I think that's what's so funny about the fact that it's like, I kind of feel bad for ASAP Rocky in this case. Because he's hurting more than he would have to. Just because this became such a big deal.
Yeah, and Trump's like, meh. And then, but the thing is, I respect...
I will bail him out.
It's the thing like, about Kim you. And Kanye, I respect that Kim is doing something, because I honestly think she's, like, the best Kardashian. I honestly don't like Khloe. I kind of don't like Kourtney. Because she's kind of, like, emotionally distant and not woke. And Khloe dressed, like, I think Khloe and Scott, like, he, like, dresses a chic or something.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, I don't see what's wrong with that. It's, like, it's called cultural appropriation, you stupid little bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, I did this all myself. I haven't had any plastic surgery and I'm perfect. Like, Kylie Jenner's kind of like that, too. I kind of don't like her. But Kim, I think, is, like, most honest. We stan a Libra, even though they're a little thotty, you know. We still stan because justice. So... Mm. I really like that she was, like, taking things seriously and, like, helping people. Because that's insane that, like, that woman had, like, a life sentence for a first-time drug...
Right.
Like, minimal drug offense.
Yeah, for sure.
But, like, the whole ASAP Rocky thing, it's like, girl, you're not even a lawyer yet. Like, maybe focus on America's legal justice system and not on another country's legal justice system.
That you don't understand.
That you don't understand. But I also think maybe Kanye was like, babe. My other bro that doesn't believe that slavery was a thing is in jail. Please help him.
Yeah, and then they go to Trump and say, like, can you bail him out or something? And then Trump's like, yeah, I'll bail him out. Bitch.
Yeah,
there's no bail system.
I'll take care of it, baby.
There's no bail system.
Hell yeah.
Read up.
Yo, Stefan.
Yeah, right.
Stefan. Yo, Stefan, my boy. You want some cash? I got gold. I got oil. You know, I can, you know, do whatever. We have a little deal, you know. I'll make sure Putin doesn't come for you. You know, we can make a little, you know. It's just like, it doesn't work like that.
No.
God damn it.
Yeah.
I was, bitch. Oh my God. When Trump was like having a rally in like 2017 or something, and he like claimed, he was like talking shit about Sweden having a terrorist attack that we didn't have.
Mm.
He was like,
yeah.
He was just like, oh my God. Like, Sweden is ridiculous. Why is he like Jewish Italian now? I don't know. Sweden is fucking ridiculous, mate. Fucking Italian and Australian.
Yeah, you lost me. I don't know where you're going with this.
I'm gonna cut this out anyway. No, but like, oh, I just hate it. He's like, my problem is that Trump is using this to like catapult himself forward. For into sure. The next election. And the thing is, your girl is a Democrat, but I don't think any one of us is going to get reelected. We look like trash, you know. Everyone looks like they just graduated high school and that they don't know what they're doing. So I think, personally, he's going to get reelected, which I'm really upset about. Or there's going to be another Republican.
Yeah, it sucks.
But no one's, like, fun. I wouldn't want anyone to be our president. I'm like, can we just chill and, like, have Obama back, like, temporarily? But just, like, as a little daddy to hug us. Help us heal from our wounds and pain. Or like Oprah.
Yeah.
Just have Oprah, like, nurture us for a few years until we're ready for a new president.
I mean, the political presidential candidates are definitely a subject for another episode.
Yeah, I know. I haven't even watched anything because I'm so bored and I don't want to watch them. All of them are fucking ridiculous.
Mm.
But I don't know. I don't like that Trump is talking shit about my country. It makes me upset.
Yeah.
And it's like, Sweden should focus on its real crime problem. Immigration and terrorism and all these things. Why am I speaking like Bernie Sanders when it's like Trump?
You have to focus on terrorism, immigration, fucking idiot.
Bernie's more like, so he is what you're gonna do.
Yeah, kinda, yeah.
You're gonna do this? You're gonna do that? Bing, bada, boom. We got a solution.
Bada bing, bada boom?
Both. Okay. No, I don't like it. But I remember, like, what you call it? Like, the migration minister. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
The migration minister of Sweden was like, the next time the president chooses to speak about Sweden, I hope he does his research more.
Ooh, I love it. It's so good.
And, like, stays more informed about what the conditions really are.
Yeah, honestly.
It makes me excited.
Because,
like, what? You know what? Because usually I'm like, Stefan Löfven is like, bro, he ain't got balls. Like, he can't do this. Like, he won't yell at Trump, you know? But when he was like, because we had some inside information that he was on vacation and they couldn't get a hold of him. And he's like, yo, I'm fucking relaxing. Like, this is not my problem. Imagine
that,
like,
is not my jurisdiction.
Imagine, like, our prime minister, like, on vacay in, like, the Maldives.
In his swimming shorts on the beach. Yeah.
It's, like, with his fam and his wife. He's like,
what about to get down?
And Trump is like, yo. He's like, bruh, the fuck? Like, I'm fucking relaxing. Like, you need to speak to someone else. This is not my problem.
Mm.
He's like, it's like when you call, like, customer service to try to help you with something, but, like, they can't help you. Like, you called the wrong number or something. And they're like, we don't do that here. You have to call, blah, blah, blah.
I mean, I'm surprised they called to the right country.
Yeah, me too. I thought
like,
they were
like, Switzerland? Sweden?
What? I thought I was gonna nuke Switzerland. Yeah. There were a bunch of memes about that.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, man. I'm just happy you stopped talking about it, because I don't want anything bad to happen to me.
It won't.
What if Putin hates us now? I don't want Putin in my fucking country. He's scary. Hmm. He's a scary lizard man. I don't like it.
Scary lizard man.
Yes.
Hmm.
And Stefan Löfven is a potato man.
He is a potato man.
He is. I feel like all socialdemocrats, like the leaders, look like potatoes. And it makes me happy. I don't know why. They're potato people.
Hmm. You don't pass on. Håkan Juholt.
I'm telling you, they are potatoes. Maybe it's because it's like they stand a good farming, like agricultural vibe, you know?
Do I have a rat there?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe they're just so like positively nationalist that they just eat like potatoes.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Oh, well.
Now that I've been yelling into a microphone for 30 minutes, maybe 40, perhaps. Yes, 45. Great, lovely. let's just hope the world gets a little better.
Mm.
And, like, let Trump stop talking about us so that we don't get nuked.
For sure.
And we don't stan.
We do not stan.
No.
Whoever he is.
But we but we do stan. The EU.
Yes.
That's about all I have to say today, folks. We stan the EU. We don't stan Trump. What do you stan and don't stan?
I stan our rhubarb pie.
100%.
Mm.
She looks juicy.
She does.
What do you not stan? Oh.
What don't I stan?
You don't stand like anything.
Mm, I don't stand a lot.
No, you're... I just sit down. I'm so boring. I'm sorry. I'm so bad. Yeah, you're a very cynical man.
Mm. Sometimes.
But very cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, what if you said it like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like pretty hot or whatever. That's just me. Mm. No big deal.
No big deal. I have to show you
that. I don't really know, man. I think we're going to eat our pie.
Definitely.
We just wanted to release this pod for you guys. Because, like, we feel like you deserve it as our audience to hear Sammy's voice.
And we're also going to Spain.
We're also going to Spain. So I don't have fucking time to entertain y'all. So this is going to be a juicy good one. And then the next one can be, like, mediocre. And it'll be fine. my podcast is available on every single possible platform you can ever imagine in your entire life. We got Spotify, we got YouTube, we got SoundCloud, we got Apple Podcasts, we got Google Podcasts, we got Overcast, we got all the stuff. We got the Anchor app, all the shit, all the apps that you have. You can just re-listen to my voice all the time. So do that after you stop listening to this podcast. Thank you very much. Any final words?
No.
Bye, bitches.
Bye.